So the next thing,
Dobrovici.
Yeah, because the Bible only, doesn't only talks about coveting, it also talks about a covetous person. Of course they're related, but they're not the same thing. Yeah, coveting that happens in the heart and it expresses itself eventually.
But
we cannot look at somebody's heart and see what's going on in there. But then we do see that the Bible talks about judging somebody who is covetous. Yeah, so there is a way that we can see, we can look at a person and say, this is a covetous person. We can identify somebody like that. Yeah, because it's a sin that leads you to be thrown out of a church. Yeah. Go to 1 Corinthians 5:11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one know not to to eat.
1 Corinthians 5:11. اما الان به شما می نویسم که اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت پرست یا فحاش یا میگسار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخص معاشرت مکنید بلکه غذا هم مخورید.
Yeah, of course last week we talked about that Christians should not drink alcohol. But even if you do, you don't get thrown out for just drinking a little bit of alcohol. It's the drunkard that gets thrown out of a church. Yeah, and I gave you indications to identify if somebody is a drunk. Yeah, things a pastor can look at, a church can look at, and say, hey, this person is a drunkard. And if he doesn't repent, if he didn't change his ways, he's going to be removed from fellowship.
Now,
in the same list, there is mentioned the sin of a person who's covetous. Yeah, there's something we can look at and say, she has this problem, or he has this problem. She fills this category. And remember, these are specific sins. Yeah, that are like leaven. Yeah, these are sins that will affect other people in the church. They are dangerous sins.
Yeah.
And these are not tolerated in church.
That doesn't.
Yeah, you cannot be in those sins and be in church.
It is
serious. Go to Psalm 10, verse 3. And listen to what God says about those who are covetous. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth.
Okay. زیرا شریر به تمایلات نفس خود میبالد و سوجو خداوند را لعن و ناسزا میگوید.
Yeah, the covetous person is a person that the Lord abhorred, and that's a very strong word for that God hates.
خداوند متنفره، تنفر داره.
Yeah, this is not who you want to be.
نمیخوای کسی باشی که خداوند ازت تنفر داره.
Go to 1 Timothy 3.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 3.
And here we have a list with minimum requirements for a church leader, a pastor.
رهبر کلیسا و شبان کلیسا حد اقل درخواست‌ها رو نگاه می‌کنید.
So they can choose from. Yeah, they must meet these things.
باید اینها رو داشته باشه.
Now let's read verses 1 to 3 from 1 Timothy chapter 3.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 3.
This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, not no striker, not greedy or filthy looker, be patient, not a brawler, not covetous.
این سخن امین است که اگر کسی منصب نظارت را بخواهد کار نیکو می‌طلبد. پس ناظر باید بی ملامت و صاحب یک زن هوشیار خرد من به خوش رفتار و مهمان نواز و قادر به تعلیم باشد. نه میگسار یا خشن یا طماع منافع نامشروع بلکه بردبار و نه جنگجو و نه پولپرست.
Yeah, this is a list, of course, we all should strive towards, as far as this be applicable to you. Of course, a woman cannot be the the husband of one wife.
زن نمیتونه صاحب یک زن باشه.
That's because a woman shouldn't be a bishop or a pastor in a church.
زن نباید یه بیشاب یا ناظر کلیسا باشه.
But these are requirements that we all should be striving towards.
اون چیزی که ما باید هممون درخواست کنیم.
This is a good list. Now, one of the things is that you do not want a pastor or in general a Christian to be a person who is covetous.
من کسی که میخوای که خادم کلیسا یعنی شبان کلیسا باشه نمیخوای طمع‌کار باشه.
If you see this in a personal life, this is not a person that should be leading.
اگه دیدیش که طمعه نباید رهبر باشه.
Now go to Exodus 18.
خروج 18.
Exodus 18 where we see the same thing.
همینو دوباره میبینیم.
And this is advice from Moses' father-in-law. But it's godly advice.
Yeah,
he sees how busy Moses is with dealing with the people. And he says, hey, you should do something about this. This you cannot go on like this. Reads verse 21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens.
اما از میان همه اون مردان قابل که خدا ترس امین و متنفر از سود نامشروع باشند. جسته بر ایشان برگمار تا رؤسای هزاره ها و رؤسای صدها و رؤسای پنجاه ها و رؤسای ده ها باشند.
Yeah, so basically there are three things given.
سه تا چیز داده شده.
Yeah, three characteristics of a person that say, hey, you should put this kind of people over the people. Fear God, people who fear God, hey, that's good. Men of truth, of course, that's a good thing. And then what's the third one? People who hate covetousness. Not just neutral, no, they men that hate it. Yeah? Men that are covetous should not rule even over 10 people. And of course, this is not referring to some sin of the heart. This is again something that could be recognized. People could look at and say, this person is covetous and this person is not. So we're choosing the one who is not. Yeah, you could pass judgment over that. Now go to Luke 16, 13. Yeah, we're trying to figure out what it means to be a covetous person. Luke 16 verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon.
دو آقا را خدمت کنند زیرا یا از یکی نفرت میکند و با دیگری محبت یا با یکی میپیوندد و دیگری را حقیر میشمارد خدا و ثروت را نمیتوانید خدمت نمایید.
Yeah, you have to make a choice.
بعد انتخاب کنی.
Yeah, you cannot serve both.
نمیتونی به جو.
You cannot have two masters.
نمیتونی دو تا خادم باشی.
At one side you're serving God.
یا به خدا خدمت میکنی.
At the other side you're serving riches and money.
پول رو خدمت کنی.
Notice the next verse.
آیه بعدیش چی میگه؟
And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him.
و فریسیانی که زردوست بودن همه این سخنان را شنیده او را استسقا نمودن.
Yeah, so to what is a person that is called covetous compared to?
زردوست و تمکار رو با چی مقایسه کرده خداوند؟
A person who serves riches, a person who serves money.
کسی که پول پرسته.
Yeah, whose life is about obtaining wealth.
زندگیش فقط به رسیدن به پوله.
Yeah, the Bible warns, don't labor to be rich.
تلاش نکنید که ثروتمند
شید. Yeah, don't make this a goal in your life.
هدف زندگیتون ثروت نباشه فقط.
Why not?
چرا نه؟
Yeah, besides all the destruction that brings to your life.
علاوه اون چیزایی که ممکنه باعث بدیهای زندگیت بشه ثروت.
Yeah. You cannot serve God.
نمیتونی هم به خدا خدمت کنی.
And your riches at the same time.
هم ثروتتو خدمت.
Yeah, you will miss out serving to gain true riches.
ثروت واقعی رو از دست میدی.
Treasures stored up in heaven.
و اون ارزش طلایی اون چیزایی که در آسمان جمع شده رو نابود میکنی.
Yeah, so there's this link here between coveting and seeking after riches, seeking after money.
ورزیدن و زردوستی به هم
ربط داره. Go to 2 Peter.
پول دوستی ربط داره.
2 Peter.
دومی پتروس.
Chapter 2. And this is a chapter that deals with false prophets, false preachers. Which of course we already saw should never be in leadership. And read verse 3. And through
Where?
Second Peter 2, chapter 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingered not, and the damnation slumbered not.
و از راه طمع به سخنان جعلی از شما بهره کشی خواهند کرد که عقوبت ایشان از مدت مدید معطل نبوده و هلاکت ایشان نخوابیده است.
Yeah, so these false prophets, these false teachers, they are covetous people.
کسایی که طمع دارن
and they're using their position
از طمع و از مقامشون استفاده
میکنن for their own gain.
برای بهره کشی.
Yeah, they make merchandise.
یعنی سود میبرن از دیگران.
Out of the people.
از روی کمک دیگران.
They gain wealth.
ثروت خودشون رو جمع
میکنن
با به دست آوردن درس‌های دروغی.
Yeah, things that people like to hear often.
که چیزی که همه دوست دارن بشنون.
Yeah, things that are popular.
But they don't
preach the truth. They eat the cheap sheep to benefit themselves. Being a covetous person is really bad. Yeah, this is the category of people that are covetous. Yeah, that's why people get thrown out of church for being covetous. It's not a small thing. Go to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and read 13 to 15. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed.
A شخصی از آن جماعت به وی گفت ای استاد برادر مرا بفرما تا ارث پدر را با من تقسیم کند. به وی گفت ای مرد که مرا بر شما داور یا مقسم قرار داده است. پس پدیشان گفت زنهار از طمع بپرهیزید زیرا که حیات کسی شامل فزونی داراییش نیست.
So they come to Jesus. They have this problem, the dispute about wealth to being distributed and inheritance. Jesus, help us with this. You deal with this. What is the response of Jesus? Beware of covetousness. Why? Because your life is not about gaining stuff. It's not about the things you possess. Yeah, what do we see covetousness being linked to? People who serve riches. People whose goal it is to gain wealth. Now, is money in itself bad? No, money in itself is not bad. Yeah, because money, many people says, oh, money is evil. No, money is just an object. Today, what we call money is not even money, but it's currency. Another story. It's a scam. But the Bible doesn't say that money is evil. Listen to what the Bible actually says about money. 1 Timothy 6:10. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
زیرا که پول دوستی ریشه همه بدی هاست که بعضی چون در پی آن میکوشیدند از ایمان گمراه گشته خود را به قصه های فراوان مجبور کردند.
Yeah, it's the love of money that is the issue. It is coveting after money, coveting after riches, which is the issue. Yeah, if God blesses you and you have wealth, if you have riches, now be a good steward with it. Yeah, use it to bring glory to God. Yeah, but having a love for money, that is bad. It means you're covetous person.
یعنی کسی که پول دوسته بده.
Yeah, a person that should not be in any leadership, not even over 10.
Yeah,
because these are the people who take bribes.
کسایی که زیر میزی قبول میکنن.
These are the people that will compromise the truth
از حقیقت کنار میرن
for gain.
و با پول میخرن اجازه با پول دوستی
و حقیقت. These will be the people that use their power and influence
to benefit themselves,
making merchandise of the people. Beware of covetousness.
Yeah.
Beware of storing treasures upon earth. Yeah. It's futile. It's harmful to your life. It brings sorrow to your life. Go to Ecclesiastes 5:11. Ecclesiastes 5:11. And stay there. We're going to read some verses from there. First, read verse 11. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof? Saving the beholding of them with their eyes.
چون نعمت زیاد شود خورندگانش نیز زیاد می شوند پس صاحب آن را چه سود جز آنکه به چشمان خیش بدان بنگرد.
And so, hey, if you have more, if you increase in goods, there will be more people to consume those goods for you. Yeah, what is the benefit of the owner thereof? Yeah, you can have all these cars standing outside, looking pretty. Yeah, you cannot use them, you can only drive one at a time. What good are they for? All these houses, what good are they for? Except just to look at. Yeah, read verse 12. The sleep of the laboring man is sweet. Better eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Yeah, will the one who has all these things enjoy those riches? No, he's worried about them. Yeah, instead, if you work hard, you have little, you sleep sound at night. Yeah, you don't worry about people coming to get your stuff. Because there's nothing to get.
Yeah?
Read on the next three verses, 13 to 15. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came. He shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand.
آدمی اوریان از شکم مادر بیرون می آید چنان که آمده است همچنان خواهد رفت از مهنت خیش چیزی با خود نخواهد برد چیزی که بتواند به دست خود ببرد.
You can't take riches with you when you die. Yeah, the problem is not money. Yeah, the problem is love of money. If you have money, if you have riches, use them. Use them for God's glory. Yeah, never make riches a goal in your life.
Yeah, so,
yeah, coveting is a sin of the heart. It's a sin that leads to other sins. Yeah, if you have a problem like that, and we all have to a certain extent, you need to deal with it before it's going to destroy your life, before it will be like this 3-year-old with a hammer in the porcelain museum. Yeah, but then you have this specific sin that has been called that somebody is a covetous person, a person that serves riches, a person that loves money, a sin that can be identified in a person. So how is a church? Are we going to figure out if somebody is covetous? How do we figure out if somebody needs to be removed from fellowship? Now, if they don't repent from this specific sin. Or even more important, how can you look in your life and spot if you have this problem in your life? So you know you have to deal with it. So you know that if it comes up in the light, you will be removed from fellowship. And don't think you can cover these things up.
Yeah,
because God is a way of revealing things. Numbers 32:23. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out.
اما اگر چنین نکنید همانا به خداوند گناه ورزیده اید و یقین دانید که گناهانتان گریبان شما را خواهد گرفت.
Yeah, your sin will find you out. So what do we look for?
گریبان خودتون رو خواهد گرفت.
What do we search for?
چیکار کنیم؟ مراقب چی باشیم؟
Yeah, now we just looked at the fact that a person that is covetous,
یه نفری که در حقیقت طماع
or she loves riches, loves money.
ثروت رو دوست
داره،
ارزش
مهمه. When you interact with a person that is covetous,
وقتی با یه کسی که طماع رابطه برقرار می‌کنه،
you'll see this person always talks about what they have.
اون فقط
what they want to
در
buy.
مورد پولش صحبت میکنه،
it's چی قراره بخره about money
و چی کار قراره بکنه
and what they can buy.
و هر زمانی که صحبت میکنی فقط پول و خریدنه، هیچی دیگه در موردش صحبت نمی کنه.
They are bragging about the houses and cars and boats they have.
فقط میبالن به اون که خریدن، به اون که دارن.
And if they don't have those,
they'll
talk about what they want to have.
اگر هم نداشته باشن،
the houses and cars and boats they want to have.
چی قراره بخره، چی کار باید بکنه و چه جوری باید باشه. فقط در مورد اونها حرف میزنه.
Yeah, that's how we recognize a person that is covetous. It's always about money.
همش در مورد پول داره حرف میزنه.
Yeah, these are people that always compare themselves with others.
همیشه خودشو با دیگری مقایسه میکنه.
Trying to outdo others in this area of riches and wealth, wanting always the better phone, the better house, the better car, you name it. The better wife, whatever. This is a covetous person. Yeah, we've had somebody in our church before like that. He did go thrown out of church. Not for this specific one, for another one in the same list. But this is a bad place to be. Yeah, this person would talk about riches all the time, show photos on his phone to people about everything he had, and everything he wanted to buy. Yeah, so how do we recognize a covetous person? It's a person that just loves riches, and that will reveal itself. Matthew 12:34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speaking good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Matthew 12:34.
Yeah, what you speak about,
چیزی که در موردش صحبت می‌کنی،
yeah, it's revealing your heart.
نشون میده که قلبت کجاست.
Yeah, you find yourself talking about stuff, about riches a lot of the time.
چیزهایی دیگه داری صحبت می‌کنی. اینو می‌خوام، کارو می‌خوام، اینو می‌خوام.
You are so you're displaying signs of somebody who's covetous. Beware.
مراقبش باش.
Yeah, you can be a covetous person that has potentially been thrown out of the church.
به جایی برسی حتی که کلیسا اخراجت کنه.
So how do we recognize a covetous person?
چجوری یه نفر رو بفهمیم تمکاره؟
If you use the church,
اگر کلیسا استفاده میکنی
for business,
برای کار،
to sell stuff,
برای فروش جنس،
making merchandise,
در حقیقت
out
از جمع
of people of God.
استفاده میکنی و قوم کلیسا میخوای استفاده کنی که ازشون پول دراری.
We already looked at false prophets, leaders of a church,
برای سود خودشون دارن
using the church,
از کلیسا استفاده میکنه
to attain wealth. Yeah, and that's really wicked.
این واقعا پلیده.
Yeah, they will preach every Sunday about money.
هر یک شنبه موعظه میکنن در مورد پول. پول جمع کنی. پول بدین که من پول داشتم.
But it's also people in the church.
کسایی هستن که توی کلیسا.
Who come to church.
میان کلیسا.
And use church to find customers.
میان مشتری پیدا کنن.
Yeah, they come to church and they have a pack of business cards.
کارت بیزینس دارن که
to promote themselves.
خودشون رو معرفی کنن.
That is wicked.
این بده.
If you're doing that,
اگر این کارو
if you're using the church to advance your business,
اگر کلیسا استفاده میکنی که شغل تو گسترش بدی,
yeah, the thing little thing that you are doing,
اون یه ذره کاری که تو داری میکنی,
yeah, you are covetous, you're guilty of the sin.
و این مشکل گناه.
Now, to give you an idea what God thinks about using the church in that way, the house of God in that way,
yeah.
See what Jesus did.
Yeah?
John chapter 2 and read verses 13 till 16. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew their tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house a house of merchandise.
و چون عید فصح یهود نزدیک بود، عیسی به اورشلیم رفت و در معبد فروشندگان گاو و گوسفند و کبوتر و صرافان را نشسته یافت. پس حاضیانه از ریسمان ساخته همه را از معبد بیرون نمود، هم گوسفندان و گاوان را و سکه های صرافان را ریخت و طرف های ایشان را واژگون ساخت و به کبوتر فروشان گفت اینها را از اینجا بیرون برید و خانه پدر مرا خانه تجارت مسازید.
Jesus is angry.
Yeah?
We don't see that often in the Bible that he's angry. So Jesus is angry here. And he's angry about the fact that they used the house of God to buy and sell stuff. Now, if you've been here, you know, everything here is free. You will never ever pay for anything.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you can take the piano or take chairs with you to home.
But نه اینکه منظورم این نیست که بتونیم بریم و
But the food is always free. The Bibles are free. Everything is free. We don't buy and sell. Yeah, we don't want the house of God to be
a house of merchandise.
But you also have people who are coming into the church. And they will try to sell stuff. Okay, this is what Jesus thinks about that. Buying and selling stuff in the church. He threw them out of the church. Out of the house of God. That is something you cannot do in the house of God. In a local church.
Yeah.
So a person talks about money and riches all the time. That's a covetous person. Yeah, that's somebody who will infect others.
Yeah.
Start thinking about these things, about seeking, to start seeking about the same things. Yeah, a person who uses church for the purpose to advance himself.
Yeah, gain wealth. Sell things.
Yeah, that is a covetous person. Here's another one. People who are into gambling. Yeah, these are people who are covetous. They are looking at a quick way to get rich.
Yeah,
instead of working hard to earn something, they want to get rich quick. And it also holds for people who are absorbed by the stock market, by cryptocurrencies.
They're
checking all the time where things are at, where things are going. I'm not saying that investing is a bad thing, but if you're continuously checking the stocks and to see when you need to go out and go in, yeah, that is, you have a focus in your life for money, for riches. That is like a quick rich scam. Trying to get out of it at the right time so you get the maximum amount of money out of it.
Now,
if you are like that, that shows you that you have this problem, that you are a covetous person. And a covetous person,
yeah,
can be spotted like this and has to be dealt with accordingly.
Now,
why do I preach about this? Do I think everybody here is covetous? No, but this is for preventive purposes. Yeah, so we do not see people destroying their lives. Yeah, so we will not end up having to put people out of the church because of the sin. Yeah, because they qualify the 1 Corinthians 5 list.
Yeah,
do not be uncovetous person. Yeah, you are better than that.
Yeah.
Ephesians 5 verse 3. Ephesians 5 verse 3. But fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints.
اما زنا و هر ناپاکی و طمع در میان شما هرگز نامیده هم نشود چنان که مقدسین را شاید.
Yeah, God has a certain expectation of his children.
توقع داره از بچه‌ها.
This is not how we should be.
نمیخواد که ما به اونجا برسیم.
This is not how we should spend our lives.
نمیخواد زندگیمون رو در اونجا بذاریم.
Yeah, we should not be covetous.
نباید طمع داشته باشیم.
He doesn't want his children to be like.
نمیخوایم فرزندان خدا این شکلی باشن.
He wants to serve him.
ما میخوایم به او خدمت کنیم.
Yeah, not riches.
نه ثروت.
Yeah, you cannot do both. You need to make a choice. You cannot love money, love riches, and serve God at the same time. 1 Timothy 6. And now read verses 6 till 10. That's the last thing we're going to read. 1 Timothy 6, 6 till 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves true with many sorrows.
اما دینداری با قناعت سود عظیمی است. زیرا که در این دنیا هیچ نیاوردیم و واضح است که از آن هیچ نمیتوانیم برد. پس اگر خوراک و پوشاک داریم آنها قانع خواهیم بود. اما آنانی که میخواهند دولتمند شوند گرفتار میشوند در وسوسه و دام و انواع تمایلات بیخردانه و مضر که مردم را به تباهی و هلاکت غرق میسازند. زیرا که پول دوستی ریشه همه بدی هاست که بعضی چون در پی آن میکوشیدند از ایمان گمراه گشته خود را به غصه های فراوان مجروح کردند.
Godliness with contentment is great gain.
دینداری با قناعت سود عظیمی است.
Coveting after riches will bring sorrow, will bring destruction to your life. If you recognize today that you have an issue in your life, simply repent, turn away from it, fix it, deal with it. Yeah, run away from that. And do it before you become a covetous person. And worst thing will come to your life.
Yeah?
Go after the kind of riches that are stored up in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are.
And Lord, if
today anybody struggles with the sin of being covetous,
و خداوند امروز اگر کسی مشکل گناه رو داره
Lord, I pray you prompt them
و خداوند دعا
and that you will help them Lord to get over that
و کمکشون کنی
to walk away from that
از اون بلند بشن و بیرون برن و به مسیر بهتری از زندگی
Lord help us to trust in you for everything
خداوند کمکمون کن که امروز به همه چیزمون تو زندگیمون
You are our provider
که تو فراهم کنی
You are all we need
تو همه نیازهای ما رو
We should be satisfied in you
و میتونیم قانع باشیم در
Lord help us all to just seek our satisfaction in you alone and not in the things of this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I froze here.
Yeah,
Let's
you
see.
Froze here.
Is it too long?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How are you?
Yeah,
it's too loud again. It's too loud. I cannot hear you.
It's
They said
they
don't have the connection and they said bye. That's
yeah,
okay. We're going to have a little bit of a Persian dance now. So I think
Arno
is
going to
go with the group to the outreach.
Yes.
So we're going to go.
Arno, Mira,
and Patano, we're going to.
Anybody wants to come?
We're going to have coffee and hang out. So if you guys would like to join us.
So, who's going to come? You coming? Let's go. Hey, salam. Salam. Come and see.